weeks. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.
The union representing five terminated bus drivers in San Francisco today called for the company to rescind the firings and stop what it says are arbitrary dismissals. The United Transportation Union Local 1741 today gathered some of its members to protest what it says are contract-violating terminations by the company, First Student, which took over from the Laidlaw Company. In addition to reinstatement of the ousted drivers, the union wants First Student to stop what it calls its campaign of intimidation and fear against the drivers. Wendell Harper reports.
This contract dispute about wages and benefits has been festering at least since 1984, when San Francisco drivers under the Laidlaw bus label were complaining then of being forced into a dual struggle to preserve their jobs and their union. Today, add to that protecting their jobs from discipline because of safety violations with which they may not agree. Today, workers, part of a protest at the First Student bus yard in San Francisco, where UTO Representative Laurie Kahn says they want First Student to honor the discipline section of the labor organization's union contract.
Exactly. I mean, some of us are going to be at the school board meeting on Tuesday asking them to put pressure on First Student to honor our contract.
Are they involved with Laidlaw?
First Student bought Laidlaw last year. Laidlaw does not exist anymore.
But this problem has been existing since about 1984, at least, huh?
That's right. We work for a private company. We don't work for the district. So, yeah, there have been problems over the years with private companies, but this one is the worst by far.
The First Student private contractor with the San Francisco School District is the nation's largest operator of school buses. With a major focus on the issue of safety, First Student has on its website a video that stresses the need to protect the students from threats to their safety. Featured, Safety Inspector Gary Capitano, who talks about the buses' routine safety checks.
It's all about the children. It's our job to get them safely and securely to and from school. That's an awesome responsibility that we take very seriously.
The First Student Company has installed new security safety alarm systems on more than 20,000 school buses. The system design, says Capitano, to ensure that no child ever is left unattended on the bus and surprises any unwelcome visitors who try to board the bus while it's parked.
If an intruder attempts to board our bus, the sophisticated security technology and infrared will detect their presence, turn on the vehicle interior lights, sound an alarm, and notify emergency personnel.
The San Francisco Unified School District in April this year issuing a commendation to the school bus drivers for their safety, featuring school board director Mark Sanchez.
Whereas San Francisco school bus drivers exhibit patience and kindness toward students, parents, and school staff in the performance of their duties. And whereas the San Francisco school bus drivers consistently demonstrate an awareness of and direct attention to the safety conditions of the school bus routes. And whereas many San Francisco school bus drivers perform their services for thousands and thousands of accident-free miles year after year, therefore be it resolved that the San Francisco Board of Education recognizes the fourth Tuesday of April 2008 as San Francisco School Bus Drivers Day.
And of course, at the school board meeting of this April, to stump for the bus drivers is Labor Representative Paul Stein, who says students opting to take the bus often are choosing between life and death.
The most important thing parents should know is that when they put their children on the yellow school bus, they're putting them on the safest mode of transportation there is, bar none. I wanted to read a brief paragraph from a man named Douglas Snyder, who is the editor of the newsletter for the California Association of School Transportation Officials. Statistics from the National Highway Safety Administration show that on average each school year in California, 35 school-aged children are killed in passenger vehicles during school transportation hours, 6 to 9 and 2 to 5. Also, each year we experience an average of 14 school-aged pedestrian fatalities during the same school transportation hours. Could you make an argument that if those children were transported to and from school in the California school bus, that they would be alive today? Absolutely.
But then there's First Student, which decided to rip five bus drivers from the contract for safety reasons. First Student Public Relations Representative Nicole Jones says the company is compassionate and sensitive, but stands by this decision to dump this group of drivers.
Well, we understand that there may be some frustration with what they feel are unfair terminations, and we fully support their right to organize as a union. We have a unique policy at First Student that allows for workers to decide whether or not they want to be part of a union, and we support their right to do so.
And how many people were fired or laid off in that area?
Well, actually, I can't address any specific personnel actions, but I can tell you that in general, all of our company hiring policies and employment policies are designed around the safety of the students that we carry. And so any terminations would be related to a safety incident, and we stand by those decisions, and not only laid out very clearly in our own company policy, but also within union contract that we negotiate.
So when you say safety incident, in other words, it was for cause?
Absolutely.
The union wants the drivers reinstated, with Laurie Kahn insisting their terminations were illegal. UTO wants stopped, that which Kahn says is First Student's campaign of intimidation and fear against drivers.
Five people were fired in the last 3 months, and First Student has unilaterally changed some of our work rules.
So with the issue of wages and benefits in 1984, tack on safety in 2008, in which the union says drivers are being fired under an arbitrary new rule, even for a minor first-time accident.
We have a contract. We have a progressive discipline section. It's very clear about how people are disciplined, and they've just randomly changed things without negotiating with our union representatives or anything. They just decided if you have a rear-end accident, you're fired. So somebody who's worked as a driver since 1974, who hasn't had an accident in 24 years, had a rear-end accident, and they fired him.
Wendell Harper reporting for KPFA News.